Hey guys, it's GBD, and it is officially day one of E3. It is Tuesday morning, and today's the first official day of the show, and I'm here with Thorbon.
Hello, everyone.
And Shipwreck.
Hi.
Today, or for this audio boo, we're going to be talking about the Sony press conference and the Microsoft software showcase that took place. Oh, and the VR showcase after the press conference. And the Microsoft software showcase that was later that evening. So let's kick it off with the Sony press conference. What was the first thing
God of War was first.
Was first, right? Yeah. And that was pretty impressive.
Yeah. First of all, like the live orchestra and the Disney-like projections. Like when you're there, I don't know if you saw it. Like during the people at home saw it, but. The screen showed, like, you know, gameplay and everything, but everything surrounding it was, like, atmospheric to the game and the projected stuff. Kind of, you probably saw, like, when Kojima walked down and things like that. But
and he messed up and, like, went too fast and fell into the void.
Yeah. But
that was cool.
That was cool technology, and I really liked that a lot.
It was a good show, I thought. Like, just as for entertainment value, it was a very tight, well-put-together show. But God of War and Sun looks good.
Yeah.
So it's like Tomb Raider now, I guess?
I guess. It's been a long time since we've had God of War, but at the same time, I still feel like I might be burnt out on God of War.
No, it looks so different,
he's
though.
He's so angry.
No, but he almost, like, you saw, like, he almost put his arm around the boy.
Right.
Almost.
Almost.
So maybe by the end, he does.
Before he dies.
I've never...
Is this... So, I'm so confused at the timeline of this. So, this is a prequel?
He looked older.
He looked older.
Kratos.
Yeah. And he's got all of his, like, God of War makeup.
Yeah.
Tattoo.
Yeah.
He probably doesn't put that on every morning.
Who knows? But then he didn't have his chains. He's just got, like, an axe now.
He's retired.
A magic axe. Yeah, I'm just a little bit confused at what the storyline is on that one, but it looked amazing.
Yeah.
It wasn't so brutal killing things in that, but I don't know. It's just a little bit, I don't know what the word is, but just like watching him like take down another creature has lost some of the magic for me at this point.
I played the first God of War game for like the first half hour and he was such a douche, like, I just stopped playing it. Like, he threw that guy down the Hydra neck thing, and...
Wow, this really affected you, remember?
Yeah, I was like, man, this guy's a douche. Like, I just stopped playing it and sold it off, and but, like, he seemed like a chill guy there, so... And...
chill Kratos?
He chilled out a little bit?
Yeah.
Somewhat, it was like... It always felt like he was 30 seconds away from just murdering this kid as well.
Right.
Like, if there's a puzzle involved where he needs to get across and a small child will, like, stop a gear or...
He just throw him in there.
Right, he'll just throw him in there, no problem.
Right, use him as a grappling hook.
Whatever. Right, right.
But, you know...
The experience stuff was what interests me there. Because you were gaining experience for the kid, it seemed like.
Maybe.
Like, he was learning how to do archery and it was, like, showing at the bottom that he, like, gained his archery experience, which is interesting if you are somehow training this kid and then you play as the kid.
Yeah, I don't know. But it looked like a game that I'll probably pick up when it's, you know, I'm cheap ass gamer, so I'll pick it up when it's $23 at Best Buy, you know, and all that. But yeah, and I like the Norse mythology because, you know, my name's Thorbon and all that. So
it looked good. I think I finished all the God of War games. I mean, the main ones.
I played all of them.
Yeah. I'm in.
Yeah. I'll totally play it.
It's going to be a while,
it's
though,
just
right?
Like, it's hard to get, like, I can't get super pumped for God of War.
I'm pumped. I'm pumped. But I think it's far away, right?
Do too. Yeah, I think it's out there.
Okay. So, I mean, there were a lot of things that Sony showed that got a huge response from the crowd. Like, pretty huge responses. Horizon they showed, which is looking really good, I thought.
Yeah, it looks really good.
It looks like a Zelda killer. Like, that looks...
Right.
I imagined Zelda being in 2016 or 2017.
What you want it to be.
Right. I think that game, it's a little bit daunting, the like the overworld, the map and everything. They kept on like going back to the map, and it's like, oh, there's going to be a lot of icons here to grab, I bet, when this thing comes out.
They're going
to
Ubisoft it up?
Yeah. I mean, why not? It looks gorgeous, though. And
it reminded me of like Shadows of Mordor, where you would tame a beast and then ride it and things like that. So
yeah, I like the art design of the robot dinosaurs or whatever they are. Mm-hmm. It's cool. I like it. I'm looking forward to that. They showed this game called, let's see, well, I'm just going on this from this list from GameStop. They showed The Last Guardian, which got a huge fucking response.
I cried, so.
Thorbjorn cried. That is, I mean, what more do you have to say? I'd like to make fun of you, but I cried at the end of Eco, so I guess I can't
really.
Yeah, I did.
You know, Eco and Shadow of the Colossus are like two of my favorite games, and it's been a long, long time since, I mean, Shadow of the Colossus was 2004, so it's 12,
yeah, it's 13. Been a minute.
It's been a long time since you've played a game from those guys, and
unless you played the remastered version.
Yeah. But
and it's coming out in October, right?
Yeah, October, so, and I pre-ordered the cool statue version for $96 on Amazon, so.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, it looked a lot better than last time. I remember the last time they showed it was pretty rough, and I thought it still had a few like rough-looking parts. Like, it was uneven. Like, some of it looked really good, and then the boy, like, the graphics of the boy character, it just,
it's, I know, like they, a light bloom effect.
Yeah, they were going for some artistic style there, but it looked,
I think they have to go for some artistic style just because they've been working on this game for so long, and the graphics are not great.
They're not up to maybe what you would expect.
Yeah, but it did look much better than, yes, it did last year.
Yes.
I'm sure it'll do very well.
Yes. They also showed, Kojima. They had Kojima come out and tease his new game called
that was so pimp.
Death Stranding.
that was so pimp. How they introduced
with the floor, yeah, the tile floor projection.
Like, I'm back, bitches.
Right.
Thought you got the right.
And people are like just in awe of this guy. I mean, they would come and kiss his feet, I think.
Right. I guess to me he never went away, really. Like, I know, yeah, the whole Konami thing, yeah, but it's not like he was on the moon or something. Like,
well, he wasn't able to come last year, right? Wasn't he supposed to show up for something?
Yeah, for the Keighley thing, and then they nixed it. That was for the video game
awards. Video game awards in December.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah.
I'm getting everything confused.
I'm pretty sure he was here last year at E3.
I don't know. Maybe.
But handprints? There's a lot of handprints in the sand?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, look. I don't know
that
what I just saw.
That game is way far away.
Yeah, see you in 2020.
Right.
It looks weird as shit, but, like, I'm down for the ride, you know?
Sure, it looks like a crazy acid trip.
I'm more, you know, if you try something different, I like it better if you, like, try something different than, like, you know, like you're saying, God of War. Like, you know, they're trying something a little bit different than...
You don't want another Metal Gear game with Cobra instead of Snake.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Oh, you do? Cobra!
Right, you had me there.
Okay, get on that, Kojima. Make a G.I. Joe game. Yeah, and Death Stranding. Well, can't this guy just use a word that exists for his
Stranding is,
but not
like, it's a weird phrase.
Yeah, it doesn't exist in that context, right? Can death be stranding?
I find a lot of these Sony games seem to have phrases that are not complete.
Is stranding a word? Like, use that in a sentence. Use the word stranding.
You're stranding me on a desert island?
Okay. You're stranding, yeah. But when would you ever use that? I've been stranded.
Right.
And I loved it when...
I got nothing.
I loved it when they showed Norman Reedus. So it was like, oh, cool. He's, you know, he's back from the from the grave.
I didn't know who that was, by the way.
Norman Reedus was the PT guy. Yeah.
Oh, he was supposed to...
Oh, he was in PT. I find it a little bit weird still when I just see an actor and all I can see is the actor.
Oh, okay.
In a game.
In a game?
Yeah.
No, he was the big reveal in PT. You know, you saw his face, you went, oh, shit, and then it says Silent Hills when you beat the game.
Oh.
Yeah. So it was a big moment.
I had to delete that off my PS4. It was going to fuck me up.
You'll never be able to play it.
That's good. That's what I wanted. Oh. I was afraid that by accident I might launch it and it would scare me.
No. I still have it on my.
Oh man, I was like, "Fuck this!" I played that for 5 minutes, and then when I heard like that baby crying, I think I unplugged the PS4 from the wall. Okay, so where are they? Showed Final Fantasy 15.
Not a lot of response for that.
Yeah, people were confused. Well, sort of.
People just saw it at the Xbox One, and there was a giant event like a couple months ago in LA where it was 4 hours of Final Fantasy 15. So I think people are just ready for it to be out.
Enough already. Just get it out.
Just get it out, please. I want to play it. It's at the point now where they just...
Are they still saying, I want to play it?
Yeah. Yeah. People are still saying that.
They showed the new Quantic Dream game called Detroit Become Human.
I like, you know, his games are flawed, you know, but I like different stuff, and he does different stuff, you know, so I like, you know, this pick your own choices and investigating, and
he kind of does the same stuff. Though.
Yeah, but
like it's not like his games have ever differed from this different.
The stories are very different and weird though to me.
But you're still doing it seems like in this one, so you're a android, I guess?
Yeah.
And you're a police or hostage negotiator or you're somewhat involved in the police, but it seems like you'll be doing investigations also. Like the other games.
Right, like the other games.
The weird part, though, is this was the first time you ever showed up in Detroit, this character. Like, before, it was all this woman that was walking around the streets of Detroit, and, like, she didn't want to be, you know, she's an android, and she was self-aware. And
the last game, you mean?
No, the last trailer. Like
was there another trailer for this? Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's been in development for a while.
Oh, I missed it.
So I don't know if it's just, like... I'm sure they already, you know, we're in E3 land, we don't, but I'm...
There could be more information.
More information, but I think maybe it's just like Heavy Rain, you followed a lot of different people.
Oh, it could be.
Yeah.
Well, cool,
that's,
I mean...
That's what screwed up the story of Heavy Rain.
I gave up pretty quickly.
Well, it just lost the story arc with one.
Someone spoiled the ending for Heavy Rain for you.
Yes, that is true. That is true. I like the art style of that game. I like, you know, I like Blade Runner. I like that whole motif. So,
huh. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I want to play that game or not.
I think I might. But I don't know either.
Yeah.
We'll see.
It depends on how depressed I want to be. Like, Sony just, like, knocked the depression out of the park early in this press conference. Every game they saw, there's like, oh, here's a kid. We might kill this kid.
Right. He's going to have a rough time.
Here's an animal that is adorable. We're probably going to kill this animal.
Right.
That's the parent in you. I didn't see it.
No, it definitely is. Like, you change, like, once you have a kid and you see how they manipulate you with having these kids in the game, like, holding up a small, like a daughter character over a ledge.
Right.
Repeatedly, you're like,
no.
Yeah, no. It's like, let's not do this.
Where my thought was, oh shit just got fucking real, you know, like.
Right. It's clear that like developers have kids and they know how to
push the buttons
yeah. on this stuff.
Good pun there. Resident Evil. So, let me figure out these Roman numerals. So
seven.
V is 5. Okay, 7. Yeah, it looked different. Didn't look like a Resident Evil game somehow.
I thought that was Kojima's game. Like, I thought that's what he was working on.
It looked like PT, right?
PT, yeah. So I thought, oh, this is probably... And then they said, it just says Resident Evil 7. I'm like, what the fuck? You know, like, I was just...
And that's out now on... There's a demo you can download?
There's a demo, but it's not... If you want to get it, apparently you have to go through popular new arrivals on the system store. It's kind of... It's buried.
It's not on the web.
It's buried, so go hunt for it.
I don't know. It looks like the original idea of Resident Evil to me, like the older 1 through 3, which were the games that
right.
I liked.
Right.
Before it, I know Resident Evil 4 is a classic game, but it's not Resident Evil.
It was a very different game.
It was very different, and then after that, it got even more different. And this seems more like. What Resident Evil was.
Also, I watched it again, and they say, like, she's back, and, like, people think they're talking about Lisa Trevor from Resident Evil 1. You remember that character? Like, in the remake, the GameCube remake, there's this character called Lisa Trevor, and she has a huge humpback, and there's a huge story.
Great.
Yeah. So they think that's who the she's back is they're talking about.
All right. She's back. Another game called Days Gone was revealed, which is a zombie biker game.
More depression.
Right, the world is fucked, and you're a biker, a lone biker.
This one looks amazing, like just the number of zombies that they have on screen.
And the way they sort of spilled out of that train car during the trailer.
Yeah, and I like the, you can kind of interact with the environment to kind of steer where the zombies are going.
Right, and get make choke points.
Right, yeah. Interesting.
I wasn't interested in the game. Like, I was just like, oh, another zombie game. You know, there's a million of them. But when they introduced that gameplay aspect, I got really interested. But, yeah.
And it's hard to go, like, yeah. The zombie fatigue is certainly real.
It's real, yeah.
So it's hard to be, like, totally into it. But I think there's enough new there that it looked interesting. And it's open world zombies, which... Other than Dead Island, we haven't seen a ton of that, right?
Dead Rising.
Dead Rising's kind of open world. It's not a big world. Not this. It's not as open as this.
Yeah, it looks like this is also far away.
It looks like it needs another word in the title, too.
Yeah.
This is another one of those...
A word on the end or the beginning would be good. Like Days Gone By or... I don't know. Some Days Gone would be good, maybe.
Something. It's just something like that. The two random words is hard to remember.
Yes.
And the guy from Force Unleashed, Starkiller, is in that game. So
the voice.
He's the they have his face too. I mean.
Oh, his whole.
Yeah.
Thing. All right. So that looked pretty cool. What else we see? Did I miss anything from up here? No.
Spider-Man.
No.
Insomniac Spider-Man. That's. Ridiculous. That's,
we need that.
Yeah, we need that. It's probably a ways off as well, but that sounds great.
They ran away from Microsoft, and they're back at Sony. Oh, my God, we're back. And people are excited because Sunset Overdrive had a lot of Spider-Man-like mechanics. So, but now you have web swing and everything, so people are excited.
And you know it's not going to be a... You know, these other Spider-Man games that have come out over the years, they're not horrible, but they're jank. They're janky.
They're budget.
They're budget titles.
They're budget titles. There's been some good ones, certainly, but...
They're not getting, like, full love from the publisher and full money.
Right.
Like, Transformers was a budget-ish title, but it was good, you know, so...
So this should be great. I mean, so this should be pretty top-notch and exciting.
And then... The game of the show, Call of Duty.
That was crazy.
It's like everybody that you talk to about it's like, I can't believe I'm saying this, but Call of Duty looks amazing. At first I thought it was Eve Valkyrie, because it has the same exact launch sequence. And you go out and you're doing the space battles and everything, but then all of a sudden, grappling hooks, I'm on the side of a ship, outside of the ship fighting...
In zero gravity. Getting back in the ship.
I didn't know it was Call of Duty until the crosshair showed up, and then you go, oh, Call of Duty.
That's pretty sweet.
I'm really looking forward to playing that.
It'll be interesting to see, like, the space combat, how much of that is in the game, and if it's just limited to, like, one or two stages, or if is it an open world game? Is it No Man's Sky, but... You know, full blown.
I assume it's scripted because that's what Call of Duty does. But hopefully the space combat doesn't feel like you're in a tunnel.
Yeah, on rails.
Right.
Yeah. No, that looked cool. And I guess we're going to see that at some point.
Yeah, we have an appointment to see that at some point. Hopefully it's playable.
Crash Bandicoot is being remastered.
They got a huge response, and it's only... You're remastering.
No, but they didn't. The response died when people found out it was a remaster. People were cheering when Crash. They announced Crash and the projection thing, and it came out. But then people were cheering really loud, and you could just hear the guy who was speaking say remaster, and then you heard the sound go really quiet.
What does that even mean that they're remastering these games? Like I don't know anything. Like remaster.
Crash 1, 2...
Right, but we're remastering PS1 games? What does that mean?
How does that work?
Better textures, I suppose, or something. I don't...
But you have to put in widescreen, even. You have to sort of redo it.
Yeah, you have to, like... If you're remastering PS1 games, you're either redoing it or you're just putting them out.
As it, no, well, like, they have the remastered. It's, they're doing something.
What does that mean, though, with PS1 games? It doesn't make any sense to me.
We'll find out.
But, yeah, and he's in Skylanders, which is kind of leaked ahead of time.
Right. They also showed some PlayStation VR stuff. They announced, well, this was announced before, I think, right? The Battlefront X-Wing VR, or that was leaked or something?
Yeah, that was, everybody knew that going in, I believe. And it looked fine. I mean, once you know Eve Valkyrie could do space battles, just substitute in X-Wings and TIE Fighters, and yeah, you're fine.
That interests me. I'm not going to lie. I like Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm curious to really like what this is. This is like one tiny little thing on Battlefront.
I think that's probably what it is.
I think so too. They also announced Batman Arkham VR, but we don't really know what that is unless they've announced it. Is that just a remastered Batman?
No, it looks like first person. You're putting on the cowl or whatever, right?
Okay. Oh, because it's Arkham VR, not Arkham.
Can they just? It's gonna be a little experience. The type of thing.
The end of. Slight spoilers, I guess. The end of Arkham Knight has first person. Yeah, it has.
Really? I don't remember. I mean, I finished it.
You did?
Yeah, like, I finished all of them. Arkham Knight is the latest one.
Latest one, yeah. At the very end of it, they have this like trippy PT type ending. Yeah, and it's all first person.
Okay.
The Joker's fucking with your head, basically.
Right. Like, yeah.
It might just be this then in VR.
Yeah, that's probably what it is, actually.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, they're not making a fucking brand new AAA Batman game for PlayStation VR, just in case anyone was thinking that was what was happening here. They showed this game called Farpoint, which is, I guess, like some sort of Mars sci-fi shooter?
Yes.
In VR?
To me, it looked like... the VR equivalent of a first-person shooter that you would play on Android. Like, yes, this is a first-person shooter, but it's not going to blow
it's
you
not
away.
Doom.
Yeah, it's I don't know.
Right.
They came. I saw that they have their little Move controller guns back again. New design for that since the first one
was too gun-like.
Did so well.
Right, it was too gun-like, and nobody bought it. All right, and then. I don't know. I think that was pretty much it. Well, they showed Lego Star Wars, whatever. But after that, we got to
Lego Star Wars will be great.
Yeah,
it's
it'll just be funny.
Like it's not blowing up your skirt at the Sony press conference.
It's like the Telltale games where it's like, oh, cool, they're coming out with that, but it's
right. You're not gonna flip out. So they showed a lot of VR games afterwards. You could go play them.
They had like maybe what. 20 VR
stations,
which isn't a ton, and VR takes forever, because it's
to wait online. Yeah.
One person.
We got on the line early and then decided this is going to take forever. So we didn't plan anything.
The line didn't move at all after like 10 minutes, and it was just like, okay.
One big problem at E3 just in general is that the demos are way too long. And if you have a 20-minute demo at your station, that line is not fucking moving. I mean, it's pretty simple math. 10 minutes is all you need. 5 is fine, to be honest.
But yeah, overall though, Sony's press conference I think blew Microsoft's out of the water.
You thought so?
I think this is much better than last year's Sony press conference, and then all these are realities that are coming fairly soon. Other than like the Kojima thing, which is
A lot of these games aren't coming anytime soon. I think
a lot of them are.
Really?
Within
Last Guardian, Horizon Zero Dawn.
Is that this year, Horizon?
I believe so.
I believe so. Yeah.
Oh.
Final Fantasy 15 is this fall, and so they have a good chunk of games that are coming out. Oh, Resident Evil 7 is January. Did you know that? So that's really.
Yeah, I think a lot of this stuff could be out before next E3. I mean, obviously, some of it's way off, but it's not like last year where it was just like...
Right, that was ridiculous.
Here's a lot of fan service.
Yeah.
Let's throw up a lot
No, this was much better.
Right.
This was realistic.
They didn't even show Final Fantasy VII, because I think that is still a ways off.
Right. It was a really tight and entertaining press conference.
They didn't bring up anybody to talk for 10 minutes.
No, they learned their lesson.
They didn't talk about the Powers show that's coming back.
No stats about how many PlayStations no stats about anything. And they're winning. And usually that's when you get all the stats. no stats, which was very appreciated. So after that, Ship and I went to the Software Showcase, where they had a lot of stuff from their conference on the playable. Mm-hmm. I was surprised to see Sea of Thieves there. They had they had maybe the most kiosks next to Gears of War.
Yeah. We didn't end up playing it. We were waiting, and again, the demo was super.
People don't leave. People don't get up.
I don't think that demo ended.
No.
So I think you could just sit there and play Sea of Thieves for as long as you wanted to, and that meant people just must have been enjoying it because they were playing it as long as they wanted to.
Yeah, I mean, you're all working together on a pirate ship. There's one guy steering, one guy's doing this cannon, one guy's doing that cannon, one guy's getting wood to fix the boat when he gets shot.
I think that might have led to people not getting up, too, because they felt like, okay,
the boat's going to sink without me.
Right, it's the five of us. We're in this together. I'm here for the evening.
I think kids are probably going to love that game, and probably adults. It seemed very Pirates of the Caribbean-esque.
The art style seems like very deliberate, that they wanted to appeal to both kids and adults. Like, it's cartoony, but also like a little serious. But yeah, I was surprised to see it because I heard that it was like really far away from coming out. But I guess, I don't know, they're pretty confident. It was there in full effect.
I played Gears of War 4.
Another super-ass long demo.
Yeah, I played for maybe 20 minutes, 20, 25 minutes.
Too long.
I was playing on the Xbox One S. I didn't really notice a significant difference in graphics or lighting or anything.
Right. Supposedly, there's a demo on the show floor in the
Xbox
booth.
Where you can see them side by side. If they're not side by side, I don't think this is something that you're going to be able to pick up on.
Not to mention that the Gears section you were playing was like pretty dark and there was not muddy.
It felt like Gears. I was shooting a lot of things. The new whatever the saw blade gun was pretty fun. They have the things where there's giant like gestation, I don't know, sacks that you can like shoot down to hide behind. It was good.
Yeah, it was the single player that you played. They didn't have the multiplayer there.
Right.
We
played a little bit of Tekken 7.
Yes, it was Tekken. It looks kind of... It doesn't look like a next-gen game, like super next-gen. It looks, I don't know, a little rough maybe. But whatever.
It's got to be close, right?
Yeah.
The full roster was in there, playable. So that thing has to be pretty close to shipping.
But people seem to like it. It's, you know, not for me.
I do not know any of the combos or anything in Tekken. So it was, GP and I played against each other, and it was a bunch of just like jumping and punching.
Well, it took me one or two rounds to figure out that the stick didn't work, and you had to use the D-pad.
Right.
It's like, I'm usually much better at these games. My guy doesn't seem to be moving. What else do they have there?
The design a controller, you designed a controller.
Yeah, so they had the whole setup with the custom controllers, and you could go to the website and design it right on the spot and then share it with people. It's $80 with free shipping.
$9.90 if you want the engraving thing.
Yeah, which, you know, I would pay that premium to get it on an Elite controller maybe. I don't think I would want to go through the trouble and expense of designing a custom regular controller. And
there's no hexadecimal color scheme, right?
It's just a 16 or so. 16. It depends. Sometimes less choices depending on what you're coloring, you know, which part. But they look great.
Yeah, they look really sharp.
It would make a really good gift for like an Xbox gamer
or a sports fan.
You could put their gamer tag on there. Ty would like that.
You played Forza Horizon 3 in the D-Box.
Fucking D-Box, man. That thing was crazy. So they have a whole like racing seat, basically virtual car set up with, you know, full shocks and everything, steering wheel and all that. It was, you know, Horizon 3 looks amazing. It was running at the setup there. It was running 4K 30 frames per second, which I think was a mistake. I think you want to run that game at 60 frames per second, and you can go, you know, you go 1440p or 1080p. It's going to probably look very similar. But the frame rate is what really is important for that game. And Horizon 3 has always had the 30 frames per second, and Forza proper gets 60 frames per second. So now finally the PC version will run, is not frame locked, frame rate locked, so you can run it whatever your machine can. So I'm really excited to play this game at 60 frames per second. Because that's all it was missing. It was a fucking perfect game. And it looks amazing. I'm very excited. Anything else at that event?
I think that's all we played. I mean, pretty much everything they showed in the press conference.
Yeah, we saw Dead Rising being played. People seemed pretty excited about that.
Yeah, it was pretty crowded for Dead Rising. ReCore, we didn't. Yeah, Halo Wars was there. ReCore, we didn't play.
Cuphead was there. They had one.
I played that last year. That needs to come out.
Yep.
It's looking at their offerings. I'm interested to see what Sony has on the show floor, because it did not seem like Microsoft had a ton of, like, that was all their exclusive stuff basically was right there.
They'll probably have the Resident Evil 7 demo on the show floor for people to check out. I think Resident Evil 7 is PlayStation 4 exclusive. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Is it?
You can only buy the PS4 version on Amazon right now, so.
It might be one of those timed things.
Yeah.
Whichever, I mean. But yeah, it seems like Microsoft's offerings are a little bit light this year. I see they have Gears, I see they have Forza, I see they have Dead Rising.
Dead Rising this year?
I don't know. I'm not sure on that. It's really hard to keep up with the dates
it
and
said,
everything, guys, when you're
holiday,
here.
So, it said holiday 2016, so I don't...
That means this year.
All right,
so I think that pretty much wraps it up for this audio boo. Later today, we're going to be looking at Mafia 3 and what else? Alienware and I don't know, some other shit. So we'll probably hit you up later today with our day one opinions. Until then, we will talk to you later.
Bye.